Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fire up the grill, fill up your cup, and get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle, and taking it past midfield, and down the sideline he goes. This is storybook, an opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin, and this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Deion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What is going on here?
The Fan.
Go win, no win.
It's the last hour of Football Sunday. I thought that was in on the song.
Can't stop.
This is also a reminder that I need to make new show opens for next week.
So. Stop it, Joe! It's close, Joe!
Jim!
Oh, we get to hear that today, don't we?
Jim! Oh!
Spent too much time on the golf course this week, Jim! I didn't prep for the game, Jim!
I was actually wondering if I could slide in 9 holes, don't cut that, before the game.
Nice.
It's possible, because the game kicks off at what? Is it 3:30? I love how I don't know what time. Yes, 3:30.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what the official kickoff, right?
Oh, they'll have 20 to 30 ads before. So technically like 3:50 or 4 o'clock. Listen, I'm not happy about what one of my girlfriend's friend's husband is doing right now. And it's before I get going any further, no, there is not some extramarital relationships going on. But he's trying to turn her into a 49ers fan today, and I'm not happy about it. He was at, they had a gallon.
This is who now? I'm sorry.
Girlfriend's friend's husband.
Okay.
So they had their Galentine's party yesterday, which.
He said it like it was like a normal thing.
They're
like,
Galentine's. Yeah, Rashad like, and I are.
So you don't know what Galentine's is?
Absolutely not.
So this, I think it started from Parks and Rec. Is where the trend of this
was
came
a great
from.
Show. Didn't see that episode.
But basically, it's like where the girls all get together and say all these terrible things about men and boys suck. Let's celebrate, girls, and they do all these cute things together, and you know they make bracelets. They, you know, even though boys suck, Melody made me a bracelet.
So you were there?
Yeah, no, I was not there. Okay. I definitely was not there. But they made bracelets.
They're making anklets and stuff. Yeah.
And they had all sorts of snacks. And the snacks looked good. I would have been down to be there for that. But yeah, as she's leaving the house yesterday, he's like, "Do you want a 49ers jersey for tomorrow?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know." And he's like, "Here, let me go get you one real quick." Runs upstairs. What player do you want? And of course, she goes for Jimmy G. Is, you know, not even on the team anymore, but you know exactly why she wanted the Jimmy G jersey. And then, yeah, she texted me like 10 minutes ago. She's got it hung up on the door, ready to go. You know how she has the outfit prepped. You know, has it laid out, and she sends me the picture, Jimmy G jersey, just ready to go. I'm not happy with this. This is unacceptable. I guess I need to get her a Cowboys jersey.
I'm saying, you're gonna let your girl wear a 49ers jersey?
No.
What you're telling me?
I don't think I'm going to see her the rest of the day, so I can't really, like...
I'm sorry, Joe. This is a violation on a lot of different levels, fam.
Yeah, I'm not happy. Now, granted, I will say that the white 49ers jersey
It's
pretty clean.
It's clean.
It's annoyingly clean.
Absolutely, it's clean.
Yeah.
She still shouldn't wear it.
No. God, no.
No. Absolutely. No. If she's listening, politely give it back. thank you. I'm going to go ahead and give her a cowboy sweatshirt. I know you got one.
Well, and she was saying that he was not going to, like, watch the game with anyone or, like, have a party. And now he's going to a party. And I think that my – I don't know if that's, like, if you're going to lose, you might as well, like, be with people so that way you can, like, enjoy your time. But I'm telling you, man, if I was at a Super Bowl party with the Cowboys in the Super Bowl and they lost, like, it would it probably wouldn't end well.
Been there.
There would definitely be a lot of judgments of Joe after that game if the Cowboys took the L.
So
people would be looking at me in a different light.
I've thrown a few Super Bowl parties with the Patriots being in it a few times. And
wow.
The Giants.
Humble brag. I've thrown a few parties, you know, with the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Patriots-Giants Super Bowl. I was so confident that we were going to win. Undefeated season. Like, this is – there's no way we are going – probably our 49er fans still today. There is no way we are going to lose this game. Like, with this roster, that should not happen. That David Tyree catch happened, and as the lone Patriots fan there, like, the most deflating feeling in the world to see that go down. And then to feel it again when we're playing the Seahawks and Marshawn Lynch gets to – or no, Doug Baldwin – caught the ball like on his leg and then off the, like, is this happening?
I think it was Jermaine Curse.
Is it Jermaine Curse? It's one of those two. Yeah, I'm sorry. But caught the
almost
ball
almost the
off
coolest
his leg.
Catch, like, in Super Bowl history.
Is this happening? There's no way this is happening again. Like, not like this. Like, not again. And everybody's talking bad about me. Yeah, that's what you get. And then the interception happened.
Again, want to look at someone in a different light. I'm sure Rashad Taylor.
You talk about the tables turning that fast. Like, I remember
it's like
that
scene from Half Baked. F you, F you, F you.
You're cool.
You're cool.
Seriously, the one person I was like, bro, it's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all played hard. Like, that's an improbable catch. It was like, he's the only one that didn't get the wrath. Everybody else caught that.
I can't. And the fact that I just watched the catch again, the fact that he gets up and then gets pushed out of bounds. Like, imagine if he got
he
up
scored?
And ran into.
Like, oh my God. You have no idea the kind of the turmoil that was happening inside of my body at that point. And everybody was talking so much S, and I just had to sit there and take it because they were right at that point.
Unreal. Oh. Unreal.
Oh. Yeah. But so, yeah. So throwing a party, like, it's one of them things because you can't be salty afterwards. You still have to be like, you still got
to
take shots.
So nice
and all
to see
you
all.
Like, and then you got to clean up if you threw the party and you lost. Like, there's so many downsides.
That's
to throwing a party. There really is. So, like, the last couple Super Bowls that the Patriots won, I just watched it at home by myself. Like, I don't have to do this.
You know, I have a funny perspective. I love that you're a Patriots fan because I lived in New England for 11 months, and it was through a Super Bowl party with a bunch of coworkers there, but it was during a year where the Patriots were not in the Super Bowl. I'm not sure I have seen a town not care about the Super Bowl as much as that year. They were like, nope, putting their nose up at it. Nobody was in the stores grabbing food. Nobody was out drinking. It was kind of funny.
All right. We're going to take a break here, and I've got the official text message. Jason Sukanik is off of the mat. He has got his jujitsu in for the day, and he is now a free man. And we're going to get him on because he is the only one at the station with Super Bowl experience. Well, in some capacity.
Yes.
I'm trying to look up the snap counts for that 2003 Super Bowl matchup between the Buccaneers and Raiders. He might have gotten a snap or two in. I mean, it was a blowout victory for the Buccaneers, so maybe he got into the game. I'll have to find out. I always do love looking up Sukanik's, like, his combine stats and then his, like, Madden ratings from years ago. Hey, at least he was in the game.
Absolutely.
Let's just say that.
That's because you can change those ratings. You can go in there and change those, no problem.
Turn those sliders up for
right
yourself.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, cash that check, baby.
Oh, dude, his snapping was on point in Madden 2004. All right, take a break, and we'll get Big Sook here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
And our last guest walking into the house of our Super Bowl party here on Football Sunday, covered in sweat, rolling all over the mats at his jiu-jitsu class. How was it, Jason Sukanik? How was jiu-jitsu this morning?
It was me and a bunch of dudes. You know, that's how I like to do Sunday morning. Just a bunch of sweaty men. A
lot of dude sweat, man. That's a good thing.
Very interesting show this morning with Dusty and his little wieners, and now Jason Sukanik rolling around on the ground with a lot of sweaty dudes. But
that is how I spent my Super Bowl morning. Yes, trying to choke other human beings.
Hey, who can blame you? Speaking of Super Bowl Sundays, I believe you are the only person on 1080 The Fan that has at least been in a locker room on a Super Bowl Sunday. I have to ask, though, were there any snaps? Did you get any snaps on that Super Bowl game? Buccaneers?
God, no. No. I wasn't even in uniform. Come on. I'm in the stands. I'm just part of, the contingent. No.
It was a blowout, though. They didn't do the whole throw the JV squad in.
Go get your letter today.
Yeah, no one's go get your pads on. No. Sweatshirt and T-shirt.
So, all right, you weren't in pads, but so were you in the locker room, pregame locker room, halftime, or was it because, practice squad, they're no, you just kind of stand out in the hall?
Yeah, you're just kind of out and about and all that stuff. So you're there for, some of the lead up to it. But, no, I always tell people, I was in, nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Been close to one, had lots of friends that have played in them. My roommate in college, Brett Kiesel, won a couple in Pittsburgh. So seen some of the before and after parties, and it's a big deal. Leading up, even going through the playoffs, each round it just intensifies, up. And, like I said, I got a brief glimpse of it, but you're around the game and you talk to people, and again, being close up to it, there's nothing like it. That pressure is real. It's why they have the 2 weeks, leading up to it. There's guys that are having to try to find 75, 80 tickets, and they have to pay for those. That's not free. And right. They only get so many. So, I remember Warren Sapp, who was I'm not going to say he was a friend, but let's say we talked and were friendly. And of course he was trying to hit me up for mine, 'cause I think he had to come up with, 60, 70 tickets. And, guys are losing money. Guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of friends and family, and you can't do that with a week. So that's why they have that week. The lead up to it is the guys can get all that stuff done, and that the guys can party. If you don't think that some of those players were out, that week before when they first get to Vegas having a good time, then, it's just not correct. You want to believe that everyone is hyper-focused on the game. I can assure you that plenty of players that will play significant roles in this game had a good time in Vegas for a night or two.
So, and you mentioned being incredibly close to the situation and how much of a stressful kind of few days this is, but we hear a lot of coaches, a lot of players saying, it's kind of business as usual. But is it, though? And I think that's the kind of, what is the typical week for a team or players prior to the Super Bowl?
Well, football players and teams are creatures of habit. So you'll have your same install days, and they try to make that week leading up to it. They're going to try to make that as normal as possible. And so when they say business as usual, you're talking the same thing. You're going to have the same install days. You're going to have the same, padded practice. You're going to have the same walkthrough. All that stuff is routine. But, you're at the Super Bowl way before. Most of the time, again, you're going in the day before the game. You're having the walkthrough at your home stadium, and then you fly, you go to a hotel, you have your night, your film session, your review, and then you're at the stadium the next day. The Super Bowl is not like that. So when you hear that, it's business as usual, you're trying to make something as normal as possible. But, the pregame is three times as long. The halftime is a half hour as opposed to 15 minutes. So there's nothing normal about this. This is all coach speak where they tell you that nothing changes, and it's just not true. Of course it changes, and of course people feel pressure, and that's just the way it is. It is just so that's all stuff that people say to try to I don't know, try to normalize it and take emotion out of it. But watch guys when they run out the tunnel when they're introduced. Watch guys on the sidelines and tell me if that's the same intensity as a regular season game. Or the equivalent would be like when you watch a preseason game, that's different than week two.
Right.
And week two is different than week 12. And week 12 is different than week 17 when a playoff berth is on the line. And the wild card round is different than the NFC title game. And the NFC title game is sure as different than the Super Bowl. It keeps ramping up. I mean, this is the pinnacle. I remember when I was in Tampa, Lomas Brown was one of our tackles, and I think he had played for 17, 18 years, and this was his only time to play in a Super Bowl. And believe me, if you don't think that was the most important thing to Lomas at that point in his life, then I can't begin to describe to you what someone is like after spending, you know, not just 17, 18 years in the league, but probably the 15 years leading up to that playing football. I mean, that's a lifetime's achievement. And a lot of these guys realize they're not getting back.
Right.
I mean, Kansas City is a unique situation. This is what their fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. Most guys realize that when you get here, it may be your only opportunity. So, you know, not to go all M&M, but yeah, it's your one shot and there ain't no guarantees to get back. So yeah, the pressure is real and all that stuff. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking that that's just another game. It's just not accurate.
Yeah, speaking of today's game, though, I mean, I feel like this Super Bowl has been one of the harder to try and, like, pick a side or choose if someone's going to cover the spread, what team's going to win. How much stock are you putting in the performances over the last couple of weeks by the 49ers and the Chiefs? Or are you looking at this like, you know, all bets are off, this isn't any given Sunday moment, and you are leaning a certain way because of whether that be the roster makeup of the 49ers, because of Mahomes and Kelce factor? Like, what do you, like, how are you approaching the game when you're looking at breaking down these two teams going up against each other?
Well, I don't, if you look at it as season-long thing, San Francisco's a better team. They just are. Kansas City didn't look that good this year.
Right.
And San Francisco had that weird three-game stretch in the middle. But San Francisco has been a better team and probably has an overall, I would say, player-for-player better roster. But I don't care what happened in week six. It means nothing. Coaches in the NFL usually, and now it's different because there's 17 games, but they always said that 16 weeks, four quarters to a season. So four-game packs. I don't care what you did in week eight. I don't care what you did in week 12. What did you do in the fourth quarter? And when you look at the fourth quarter and now we look at the playoffs, Kansas City in their three games has been the better team. San Francisco has not. San Francisco has been outplayed in seven of the eight quarters that they've played. And, you know, you could say they're fortunate and luck comes into it. I mean, Kansas City probably had some good fortune too with Baltimore letting it run down their leg when Kansas City didn't play very good in the second half. But San Francisco was flat out outplayed in seven of the eight quarters. And, you know, if Detroit makes one play, one, in the second half, they're not here. So when I look at who's playing the better ball right now, not even close, it's Kansas City. And then when I want to look at these matchups, who has the better defense? It's not even close. It's Kansas City. And most of the time when great offenses meet great defenses, who wins? It's the defense. So who has the better defense? Kansas City. Who has the better quarterback? Kansas City. Who has the better coach? Kansas City. Who has the better special teams? Kansas City. And I'm not saying San Francisco can't win. Because I said all this about Baltimore, and, you know, Baltimore lost. You know, Baltimore was better than Kansas City just on about every front, and we saw how that went. So, but when I look at the matchups, I don't see how Kansas City, to me, isn't the play here. Doesn't mean San Francisco can't win. Like I said, overall, top to bottom, probably better roster. Their coach is plenty good. They got Chris McCaffrey, who might be the best player not named Patrick Mahomes in the game. Plenty of guys on defense. But I look at the way San Francisco's playing, the way Kansas City's playing, and all those matchups I just talked about. I can't bring myself to pick against Kansas City. But I think it's going to be a close game, just like it was a couple years ago.
So there's a lot riding on Kansas City, and especially riding for Andy Reid. Before Kansas City, Andy Reid was known as the guy that just couldn't get it done for whatever reason. Those great years in Philly, great teams, just couldn't, you know, answer the bell. Now he's on the verge of his, you know, potentially third Super Bowl win. Where would that put Andy Reid in the pantheon of great coaches?
I hate the, you know, you win, you're great, you lose, you're terrible. Like, Eli Manning isn't better than Dan Marino. No. Not, you know, he won two. I give Eli credit. Andy Reid is greatness. Yeah, he's not Bill. No one's Bill, you know. But when you talk about even guys that have been to this many Super Bowls, so this is his fourth Super Bowl that he's been to, fifth when you include Philadelphia. He went to was it four or five straight NFC title games in Philadelphia. Andy Reid is great. I mean, obviously he wins, then he really enters truly elite category because right. not many guys have won three, but whether he wins or loses and whether this is not, whether this is the end, you know, there's some speculation that maybe Andy's ready to go eat cheeseburgers and not worry about football. Andy Reid is greatness. And if anyone doubts Andy Reid or feels like he needs to justify anything with this, then you're not paying attention. Just off of quarter or coaches that I've seen in my life, like Shula was a little before my time. You know, I caught kind of the tail end of that, but you know, you look at Bill Walsh, you look at Bill Belichick. I think Andy Reid is in that category. He's not the best because you can't say that, but whatever tier right behind the truly best of the best, I think Andy Reid is there, and I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and win or lose, it won't change my opinion one bit of where Andy Reid is.
So is this Super Bowl Sunday for you a classic Jason Sukanik Sunday of just sitting on the couch and or hot tub with Chinese takeout, or are you spending it with people at a party somewhere?
Nope, that is my party was this morning, so I woke up early and I lifted heavy things, and then I went and fought other men, and now I'm going to go home and eat way too much Chinese food and drink way too many Coors and sit on my couch. No,
that's my spirit animal right there.
Yeah, my gal is she's off. I think she's doing wine tasting somewhere. Yeah,
your gal and my gal, that is what they're doing. They're out at the winery out there in Yamhill County today. So
yeah, they're wine tasting, and my son is working, and so that means I will be unfettered on my couch, and it will be fantastic. There will not be pants involved, and yes, at some point I'm guessing that a cigar in a hot tub will be happening probably sometime after halftime or after halftime, I should say.
Yeah, and the more that I hear stories from my lady friend about how you spend your time, and I don't know if it's just this Super Bowl or just me getting older, but the whole doing nothing thing.
It's phenomenal.
As I start to get older, it really does sound like quite the treat.
You got to lean into it more, Joe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there is it's one of the, I saw a meme the other day, and I've never felt more connected to something in my life. Said my greatest curse is I'm the friendliest unfriendly person you'll ever come across. We're gonna go out, we're gonna have a good time, we're gonna laugh, but at the end of the day I really don't want to be there, and I'm kind of mean, so that's me. I have no problems being out and about, but I like being an old curmudgeon sitting at my house. So today will definitely be an old curmudgeon day.
Well, I will say one of the biggest upsets so far of the day is that you said Coors and not vitamin R. I am quite surprised by that.
Oh yeah, well I mean that's there. I mean, like, if you go into my garage fridge, there's really, if you come over my house, you really only have two beer choices. Like, I know everyone, you know, there's, you know, we're Portland, and it's beers, and there's nothing I love better than going to a bar with like 72 local taps and then ordering a Rainier. It just pisses people off. If you come over to my house, there is no Coors Light. Coors Lights can get pound sand. If you want a light beer, that's where the Rainier comes in. And if you want something a little heavier, there's Banquets. There's Yellow Jackets or Stubbies. Those are the only two beers that are ever in my fridge. And if you don't like that, then we can move to whiskey. And if you don't like that, leave.
Yeah, I got Mickey's at the house.
Oh, there you go. Little Mickey's Hornets, little Big Mouth.
Absolutely.
Get down with that.
Again, and this could just be me getting older or being a cheap ass, but the more I go out and order craft beers and have to order a $7, $8 craft beer and then tip a dollar, and then I see that Coors Light on the menu for $5, I'm like, boy, I think I might have to start gravitating towards the cheaper domestics, I think.
That's where I start. Man, give me the Coors, give me the Rainier, no problem. Shoot it.
I'm a simple man.
All right. Well, thank you, Suk. Appreciate you spending some of your Super Bowl Sunday with us, and enjoy the Coors on the couch with no pants.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Take it easy, bud.
All right, Jason Sukanik, and to put it all together, you can listen to him and Isaac Ropp every Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. right here on 1080 The Fan.
Well, those are two guys that really don't need a plug.
I know, right? That's one where it's just like, okay, what are we doing here? All right, hey, do you guys want to do one last final who do you love for the football season?
We can't do it during basketball season?
I mean, we can, but I mean,
we shouldn't. Shouldn't bet on NBA basketball.
No Tarleton State or Bemidji State spreads that we want to lay some scratch on.
Maybe we
do like a March Madness, little thing there.
I'm okay with that.
But we will do that next. First, Jordan Schultz, SportsCenter update.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right. We're going to do rapid fire Super Bowl picks here. Just to go back over what we last did. Our last time we did this was the divisional round. That was January 21st. Rashad, you took Lions to cover 6 over the Bucks. Mm-hmm. They sure did. And you took the Chiefs to cover +3 against the Bills, and they sure as hell did as well. You took the Blazers to cover 10.5 against the Lakers, and they definitely did not.
Players mess up, bro.
I guess that's the sad part about today, especially, is that we have to start talking and paying attention to the Blazers just a tad bit more.
Dang it.
Yeah. Dear God.
Did you see who started at point guard for them yesterday? I don't even know his name.
Who was that guy? Yeah.
Who the hell was he? I didn't know the Blazers even signed him.
I took Lions to cover the -6 as well. I took Bills money line. And then Sam Laporta anytime touchdown, which did not hit. Rashad, by the way, you are now standing at 13-16-1. I am standing at 16-13-1. And then Jordan took Amon-Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown, Kelsey anytime touchdown, and then the under and Kansas City Buffalo, which did not hit. So that brings you to a 13-17. So if I go 0-3 on my picks and Rashad goes 3-0, then we will finish tied. Jordan, because of that one tie that you do not have, the best you can finish is 16-17. So we can all basically finish right around at the same spot. You guys need a big day.
Good. Now that means I'm halfway right with most of my sports picks.
So that means if you want to try and tie, we have to go all different here on our picks. I was about to say it, and it just pains me to do it, but I'm taking the 49ers to win today. I don't want to see it. That's another franchise that has one more Super Bowl against my Cowboys or over my Cowboys. And if they don't win today, or if they win today, I can no longer say the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers. So it really pains me to say this. All right, I'm taking my bias out of it, but I am washing away what I've seen from the 49ers in these last two games. I am taking the pure talent of that roster up and down. And the injury aspect, I think, is something to keep an eye on, especially with Joe Thuney out for the offensive line on the Chiefs. 49ers money line to win the Super Bowl this year. Josh!
49ers are the most talented, have the most talented roster top to bottom in the NFL. Although Kansas City has looked better over the last couple of weeks as far as their playoff games, the 49ers have been able to fight back in 2 straight games. So they've shown they've been able to kind of fight. Although this is going to be pretty much a road game for the Chiefs. And so far this year in the playoffs on the road, Patrick Mahomes has answered the bell. Best coach, best quarterback, best receivers, whatever you want to call it, on Kansas City. I'm going with the Chiefs today. I think the Chiefs eke out a win.
The Chiefs?
Straight up, yeah.
The Chiefs get the win. All right, Jordan, what you got?
So for my 3 picks, I'm staying away from the game completely. Everybody's like, I think there's much more chance of money to be made in some serious props.
You're going
like,
some national anthem, coin flip, Gatorade colors?
I am going national anthem. We'll start off with what I think is the biggest chance for a moneymaker here. Reba McEntire singing the national anthem today, right? The time for the over-under is 90 seconds. 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Ooh, that's good. They usually put it at like the 2 minute mark. So.
Well, it's because Reba sings it a bit quicker. So yeah, it obviously depends on, you know, you were looking at some other ones like Demi Lovato, that goes a little bit slower, but every single performance of Reba McEntire that I've found on YouTube, on the internet, anywhere of a national anthem, fully, like you see the complete recording of it, it was all done under 90 seconds. And the money on that is +110 today, guys. So I'm throwing my musician skills in here. I'm throwing my crack research skills on this. But I think this is a lock for me today. Under 1 minute and 30 seconds, +110 for Reba McEntire on the national anthem.
Reba going Reba. Over?
Under. Under 1 minute 30. Under 1 minute 30.
Man.
It's gonna be by like a second or two, but she's quick. I'm telling you guys, you go through, you find all the recordings, she goes really fast.
I would die if it was like a super plucky, upbeat country version of the national anthem. Like you know what I'm talking about. Not like slow.
Twangy.
And
extra twangy.
Yeah, like...
Well, yeah. Oh, say, can you see?
And the stars and stripes, like, just going in on that.
I hope not, but we'll see.
I'm trying to find some numbers here, and this is just great betting, right? Just going in last second here. What's Isaiah Pacheco's over-under at for rushing yards? Actually, no, not rushing yards. I'm going to get Pacheco anytime touchdown. That's what I want to go with. I feel like when they get near the goal line, they like giving him the ball because he just does not stop moving his legs. So I don't want to mess around with the yards over-under on that. I'm just going to go Pacheco anytime touchdown in this Super Bowl.
There's a prop bet that says, will Ludacris make an appearance at halftime? I'm saying yes. Usher's, yeah.
That's a good one.
Usher's,
what are the
yeah,
odds on that?
One, I couldn't even tell you. But Usher's, yeah, is a huge, huge part of pop culture. And Little John as well. So would not shock me to see both Little John and Ludacris.
But you're just hedging your bets with just the Ludacris.
Just Ludacris, okay. Yes.
All right. Hey, he's been on a lot of State Farm commercials. He's back in the limelight a bit. Is there another Fast and Furious movie coming out with him?
I think we might see today. Who knows?
All right, Jordan, what else you got?
The first touchdown score of the day, Travis Kelce's plus 600. I think the Chiefs, they're going to come out striking with their best weapons. These are usually scripted plays in the first series or two, and I do believe Travis Kelce, obviously the Chiefs, much better chance if they get the ball first, but Kelce will be the first touchdown score of the game. That is plus 600 money. I think there's some value there.
Chiefs, Kelce first to score today.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're going for, all right? I'm trying to think. Do I go actual like game stat, or do I just go something ancillary like like Gatorade color? I'm gonna go Gatorade color, and of course the one that I want to choose has the best odds at plus 240. Orange. I feel like orange Gross. Is a. Listen, I'm not crazy about the flavor. I am a big Cool Blue or Glacier Freeze fan. Whatever the purple one's called too. I want that purple stuff. But I'm going to go orange Gatorade on the winning team. I swear to God, if I lose and go 0-3 and Rashad catches up and Jordan catches up because of the damn Gatorade color or Ludacris showing up or Reba's over-under on national anthem time, I'm going to lose it. Orange Gatorade. Locked in.
Let's see. I'm going to go with... Jeez Louise. Okay. I'm going to go with would Travis Kelce have more 11 or more receptions. I'm going to go ahead and say no on that.
It's at 11?
It says, yeah, have Travis Kelce to have 11 or more receptions.
That's a
huge no.
Jeez.
So that's probably the easiest money I'll make is with that one.
11 intercepts. So under 11,
yeah.
You're saying.
Under 11.
That is a lot. All right, Jordan, last one, buddy.
Yeah, I'm really going crazy with the prop bets. This one popped up this week. Will the broadcast mention Brittany Mahomes being in a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? That news came out in the last few days.
Brittany?
Yes, Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, you know
Patrick
yeah.
Mahomes' wife, Brittany, will be featured in, and I'm surprised, I thought Sports Illustrated was going bankrupt, but apparently the swimsuit edition is still happening.
I thought they were, that's the only thing they're going to do going forward.
Yeah, that's confusing to me, but the money there, plus 400, it doesn't say like they're going to show a picture of her, they're not
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right. We're going to do rapid fire Super Bowl picks here just to go back over what we last did. Our last time we did this was the divisional round. That was January 21st. Rashad, you took Lions to cover 6 over the Bucks. Mm-hmm. They sure did. And you took the Chiefs to cover +3 against the Bills, and they sure as hell did as well. You took the Blazers to cover 10.5 against the Lakers, and they definitely did not. That's, I guess,
players mess up, bro.
I guess that's the sad part about today, especially, is that we have to start talking and paying attention to the Blazers just a tad bit more.
Dang it.
Yeah. Dear God. That.
Do you see who started at point guard for them yesterday? I don't even know
his
name. Who
was that guy? Yeah.
Who the hell was he? I didn't know the Blazers even signed him.
I took Lions to cover the -6 as well. I took Bills money line. And then Sam Laporta anytime touchdown, which did not hit. Rashad, by the way, you are now standing at 13-16-1. I am standing at 16-13-1. Mm. And then Jordan, you took Amon-Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown, Kelsey anytime touchdown, and then the under and Kansas City Buffalo, which did not hit. So that brings you to 13-17. So if I go 0-3 on my picks and Rashad goes 3-0, then we will finish tied. Jordan, because of that one tie that you do not have, the best you can finish is 16-17. So we can all basically finish right around at the same spot. You guys need a big day.
Good. Now that means I'm halfway right with most of my sports picks.
So that means if you want to try and tie, we have to go all different here on our picks. I was about to say it, and it just pains me to do it, but I'm taking the 49ers to win today. I don't want to see it. That's another franchise that has one more Super Bowl against my Cowboys or over my Cowboys. And if they don't win today, or if they win today, I can no longer say the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers. So it really pains me to say this. All right, I'm taking my bias out of it, but I am washing away what I've seen from the 49ers in these last two games. I am taking the pure talent of that roster up and down. And the injury aspect, I think, is something to keep an eye on, especially with Joe Thuney out for the offensive line on the Chiefs. 49ers money line to win the Super Bowl this year. Yeah.
49ers are the most talent, have the most talented roster top to bottom in the NFL. Although Kansas City has looked better over the last couple of weeks as far as their playoff games, the 49ers have been able to fight back in two straight games. So they've shown they've been able to kind of fight. Although this is going to be pretty much a road game for the Chiefs. And so far this year in the playoffs on the road, Patrick Mahomes has answered the bell. Best coach, best quarterback, best receivers, whatever you want to call it, on Kansas City. I'm going with the Chiefs today. I think the Chiefs eke out a win.
The Chiefs?
Straight up, yeah.
The Chiefs get the win. All right, Jordan, what you got?
So for my three picks, I'm staying away from the game completely. Everybody's like, I think there's much more chance of money to be made in some serious props.
You're going
like,
some national anthem, coin flip, Gatorade colors?
I am going national anthem. We'll start off with what I think is the biggest chance for a moneymaker here. Reba McEntire singing the national anthem today, right? The time for the over-under is 90 seconds. 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Ooh, that's good. They usually put it at like the 2 minute mark.
So. Well, it's because Reba sings it a bit quicker. So yeah, it obviously depends on, you know, you were looking at some other ones like Demi Lovato, that goes a little bit slower, but every single performance of Reba McEntire that I've found on YouTube, on the internet, anywhere of a national anthem, fully, like you see the complete recording of it, it was all done under 90 seconds. And the money on that is +110 today, guys. So I'm throwing my musician skills in here. I'm throwing my crack research skills on this. But I think this is a lock for me today. Under a minute and 30 seconds, +110 for Reba McEntire on the national anthem.
Reba going Reba. Over?
Under 1 minute 30. Under 1 minute 30.
Man.
It's gonna be by like a second or two. But she's quick. I'm telling you guys, you go through, you find all the recordings, she goes really fast.
I would die if it was like a super plucky, upbeat country version of the national anthem. Like, like, you know what I'm talking about. Not like slow
twangy,
and
extra twangy.
Yeah, like,
well,
yeah.
Jose, can you see?
And the stars and stripes, like, just going in on that.
I hope not, but we'll see.
I'm trying to find some numbers here, and this is just great betting, right? Just going in last second here. What's Isaiah Pacheco's over-under at for rushing yards? Actually, no, not rushing yards. I'm going to get Pacheco anytime touchdown. That's what I want to go with. I feel like when they get near the goal line, they like giving him the ball because he just does not stop moving his mm-hmm. legs. So I don't want to mess around with the yards over-under on that. I'm just going to go Pacheco anytime touchdown in this Super Bowl.
There's a prop bet that says, will Ludacris make an appearance at halftime? I'm saying yes. Ushers, yeah.
That's a good one.
Ushers,
what are the
yeah,
odds on that?
One, I couldn't even tell you. But Ushers, yeah, is a huge, huge part of pop culture. And Little John as well. So would not shock me to see both Little John and Ludacris.
But you're just hedging your bets with just Ludacris.
Just Ludacris,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Hey, he's been on a lot of State Farm commercials. He's back in the limelight a bit. Is there another Fast and Furious movie coming out with him?
I think we might see today. Who knows?
All right, Jordan, what else you got?
The first touchdown score of the day, Travis Kelce's plus 600. I think the Chiefs, they're going to come out striking with their best weapons. These are usually scripted plays in the first series or two, and I do believe Travis Kelce, obviously the Chiefs, much better chance if they get the ball first, but Kelce will be the first touchdown score of the game. That is plus 600 money. I think there's some value there.
Chiefs, Kelce first to score today.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're going for, all right? I'm trying to think. Do I go actual, like, game stat, or do I just go something ancillary, like, like Gatorade color? I'm going to go Gatorade color, and, of course, the one that I want to choose has the best odds at plus 240, orange. I feel like orange Gross. Is a... listen, I'm not crazy about the flavor. I am a big Cool Blue or Glacier Freeze fan. Whatever the purple one's called, too. I want that purple stuff. But I'm going to go orange Gatorade on the winning team. I swear to God, if I lose and go 0-3 and Rashad catches up and Jordan catches up because of the damn Gatorade color or Ludacris showing up or Reba's over-under on National Anthem time, I'm going to lose it. Orange Gatorade. Locked in.
Let's see. I'm going to go with... Jeez Louise. Okay. I'm going to go with Travis Kelce have more 11 or more receptions. I'm going to go ahead and say no on that.
It's at 11?
It says, have Travis Kelce to have 11 or more receptions.
That's a
huge no.
Jeez.
So that's probably the easiest money I'll make is with that one.
11 intercepts. So under 11,
yeah.
You're saying.
Under 11.
That is a lot. All right, Jordan, last one, buddy.
Yeah, I'm really going crazy with the prop bets. This one popped up this week. Will the broadcast mention Brittany Mahomes being in a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? That news came out in the last few days.
Brittany?
Yes, Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, you didn't
know Patrick
that? Yeah.
Mahomes' wife, Brittany, will be featured in, and I'm surprised, I thought Sports Illustrated was going bankrupt, but apparently the swimsuit edition is still happening.
I thought they were, only thing they're going to do going forward.
Yeah, that's confusing to me, but the money there, plus 400, it doesn't say like they're going to show a picture of her, they're not preview it, but just mentioning it. So if Tay-Tay's on the screen, and then you got Brittany Mahomes, which will most likely be near Tay-Tay, or they get mentioned together, there's a chance of that coming up in conversation. So what, plus 400? I'll take that money, baby.
So you're saying just anytime Brittany Mahomes mentioned being on, not the cover, but in it.
Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue. Being wow. in Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue is the exact bookie wording.
Wow, babe, you look super hot in that.
Well, if Brent Musburger were calling the game, we'd all know what he'd be saying, right?
By the way, has anybody told Sports Illustrated about a thing called Pornhub? Because I don't know if we need the swimsuit edition anymore.
No.
When they find out about that, then they're just going to be like, what are we even doing at this point?
Olivia Dunn was posting the same pictures on Instagram, so.
All right. We will see what the final standings are next week. But let's wrap things up on our final Football Sunday of the year right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
One Jordan Schultz said I only have about 30 seconds, which is all I ever need, baby.
That's what I heard.
Hey, Appreciate you, Rashad. Appreciate you, Jordan, for another successful football season. First one together, all three of us. And I am ready for Sports Sunday.
To many more, guys.
Yes. Sports Sunday coming back next Sunday. Love all you. Appreciate you. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Peace.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
One Jordan Schultz said, I only have about 30 seconds, which is all I ever need, baby.
That's what I heard.
Hey. Appreciate you, Rashad. Appreciate you, Jordan, for another successful football season. First one together, all three of us. And I am ready for Sports Sunday.
To many more, guys.
Yes. Sports Sunday coming back next Sunday. Love all you. Appreciate you. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.